The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network presents Space Patrol. High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are aboard the Terra 5, rushing toward the planet Saturn. Suddenly, another ship fires at them.
It's close, Commander. He's getting drained with the torpedo.
We'll try evasive action.
Why don't we give this our friend his own medicine? Fire a few blasts with our space cannon.
We can't see. We've got to think about those people in Saturn City. If we destroy Drokoff, we destroy the only person who can cure that epidemic.
We can't fight back. So all Drokoff has to do is keep firing until he hits us.
We'll be back in a moment with the exciting story, The Weed of Despair. Better schools build better communities. All schools should have large, airy classrooms, well-equipped, and even more important, they should have an adequate teaching staff. Many of our schools fail to reach these standards. 3 out of every 5 classrooms in the nation are overcrowded, and there's a shortage of 72,000 elementary teachers. The solution is more action by more people in more places. Join and work with local civic groups and school boards who are actively seeking to improve educational conditions. Find out how citizens in other communities are taking action to improve their schools. For such background information and for guidance, simply write to Better Schools, 2 West 45th Street, New York 36, New York. Help our schools keep pace with the birth rate. Now, back to today's exciting Space Patrol adventure, The Weed of Despair. Commander Corey and Cadet Happy are aboard the Terra 5, bound for the planet Saturn to investigate a strange malady that has afflicted Saturn City. Leading doctors of the United Planets are unable to explain the cause of the sickness, which leaves its victims suffering from strange fatigue and anxiety. Many of the city's leaders have been affected by the spreading epidemic, and Buzz fears that immediate action is needed to prevent a serious disaster.
Commander, the doctors can't do anything about this. What are we supposed to do?
Our job is to keep the people of Saturn City from hurting themselves and others.
I've read in the medical report, sir, nobody gets violent. It's the opposite, in fact. They just sit around and glue and worry.
Exactly. Every motion seems a tremendous effort to them, the useless effort. As the sickness progresses, they become afraid to take any sort of action for fear it might be the wrong thing to do.
Then it's all in their mind.
Yes, it does. That doesn't make the effect of the sickness any less real.
I still don't see how we can.
We're setting up a temporary camp outside the city in a small atmosphere shell. In case Saturn City has to be quarantined, we can rotate skeleton crews in key positions and operate the city by remote control.
We should reach Saturn in about 2 hours, sir. We're just over the orbit of the sixth moon, Titan.
Titan, the sixth moon of Saturn, is the only satellite in the solar system with a natural atmosphere. Prospectors like Mort Stoffer and Reese Haviland, with little money for spacesuits or small atmosphere shells, take advantage of this fact in their search for valuable minerals. A small, powerful surface truck roars over Titan's rough terrain.
Nice kid right over that hill, Reese. I think you're rocking in there. Flashes in the sky, flashes over the hill.
That guy's strong. Reese might.
Yeah, the polka dots, yeah.
No, there wasn't any polka dots. Like I told you, I was looking out the end of our stack when the first flash came out in space.
Meteor.
And then several minutes later, the next one came. Must have exploded and hit the ground.
If it exploded, it isn't going to do us any good, even if it was solid uranium.
Look. Look, you can see it now. That's where it landed, that big star in place, a quarter of a mile ahead.
I see it. It's all black and orange. But it wasn't a meteor. A meteor, we'd have dug a crater.
Something burned, dude. Something burned hot. Look out, it's a man. Lay him on the ground.
Run right over him. That's how I was cut to do us wrong.
Roll him over, Mark.
Can't tell whether he's breathing or not. He's basically... He's been punctured right here in the lane.
Whoever exploded over there, a chunk of the hit the floor.
Pretty neat. Yeah, he's alive, all right. Yeah, help the lady just run into the truck. They rush into the shack and box him up.
two prospectors speed back to their shack with the injured man. While they're dressing his wound, the stranger regains consciousness.
Well, you just lie in the bunk and take it easy. I'll have you patched up for you.
Oh, you gentlemen saved my life. I was sure I was finished.
Well, you're going to be all right. Did I get you?
I'll be okay.
What? A couple of miles away, he picked up.
How did you happen to find
me? I saw the price of media made. It was a media, wasn't it?
No, it was my ship. I tried to prove it. Something went wrong with the reactor. I managed to shut down and get off before it blew up. Frightened, Mr. Portman, late.
You were lucky at that. By the way, my name is Reeve Havlin. My beetle brad friend here is Mort Stocker. We're prospectors, in case you haven't guessed.
I'm very glad to know you, Captain. I'm, my name is Yellow Man, I'm from Venus.
Venus, huh?
Yes, I can't apologize.
What kind of a fact did you look for?
Thank you. I'm afraid I didn't make myself quite clear. I wish for growing plants,
flowers, seeds. Well, Mr. Gowan, you won't find any plants on Titan.
What did you expect? My landing here was kind of natural.
Yes, sir.
You gentlemen probably get around a lot. Maybe you can help me. Would you be good enough to bring me my jacket?
I'm sure I can.
I'm searching for a certain type of plant. I need to be exact.
That's where I need to be able to.
Yeah, but you'd know it.
Well, I might.
It's a jacket.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty fancy. I ever talk to it quite like these before.
Well, it's a semi-official uniform. Here's what I wanted to show you. You took that. Did you ever see one of these plants?
No. I don't think I ever did.
Let me see them work.
Yeah.
You mean you're looking for a mangy-looking weed like this?
Well, I admit it's not very attractive.
But it has interesting medical uses. Think carefully. Have you ever seen it?
No.
As you can see, it's stalk is a grayish yellow. Once a year, it grows a big purple ball of tar to its core. Seed, you probably call it.
No, Mr. Gelman, I have never seen anything like this.
Neither have I. And this is what you're looking for, huh?
Hey, we're stranded on Titan without a ship, Mr. Gelman. We'd be glad to notify the Saturn Space Patrol.
No. I mean, I don't bother.
We got a paper from him in this room.
The fact is, I'd feel rather foolish asking for a rescue ship. We'll probably be going to Saturn for supplies in a day or so. I'll be in with you.
We don't have a ship here on Titan, Mr. General.
Well, you see, we're prospecting on the cuff, so to speak. A big company advances supplies and equipment. Every 30 days, they send a ship here to drop off more supplies. Then they pick up samples of ore.
You won't be late when the ship turns. You're welcome.
And, how long will that be?
Well, that ship will be 2 days ago. Maybe, 28 days from now.
Don't let that worry you. We got plenty of food. And you're welcome to stay with us. You know, you just lie down there and take it easy, and I'll rustle up some food for you. Here's something pretty strange in the beach up there. A box here on the ground. Down there on paper.
Yes, I see. And it's perfectly round. A star there, right?
Oh, it's a company of grain.
Titan Station D-19, calling Space Patrol. Emergency. Attention, all Space Patrol units.
Anacori aboard Terra 5 to Titan Station D-19. Go ahead.
This is Reese Heflin, Titan D-19. I want to report a... Anacori?
That's right, Heflin. I'm 11 DUs off Titan. What's the trouble?
My partner and I prospecting Inspector 7R on Titan. Somebody stole our surface truck. We're stranded.
Can you give me more details, Havlin?
Sure. A couple of hours ago, a spaceship exploded just over the hill from our shack. My partner and I picked up this guy and brought him back. His plane was hurt.
You say a spaceship exploded?
Well, it blew out after it crashed. It left a big black sphere and nothing else. Anyhow, we picked up the pilot and put him in our bunk. Take a nap. The next thing we knew, he was gone.
How long ago did this happen?
Not more than 20 minutes ago. He couldn't have gone very far, but me and my partner are stranded.
Well, take it easy, Havlin. We're covering the whole area by viewscope right now.
We can't forget that front back commander. It's our bread and butter.
Stand by that spacer for me. Keep in touch. Hurry out.
Commander, I picked up something on viewscope.
Maybe the solar truck. I'll set the lower to a tight one.
Where's the part you land?
When closer observation proves the moving object to be a surface truck, Buzz lands the Terrified near the blackened area. By now, the surface truck has stopped near some large rocks. Buzz and Happy descend the landing ladder and advance toward the truck. A man in strange clothing turns from a crevice in the rock and stands with arms folded, waiting.
We're space patrollers. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Of course.
Where did you get that surface?
We want to have a talk with you.
Well, it's darker, and we have
one. I suppose they reported it stolen.
Right. Actually, I only borrowed it. I figured I'd get back to the shack before the next request or me.
Why are you here? Looking for something?
Oh, yes, I am. You see, I have some valuable personal effects on my station.
I have hope that there's nothing clear about the explosion. So I'll come back to look for it.
Okay. Find what you were looking for?
No, I didn't.
I didn't accomplish it. But a place of the hall, the active shield, and the valve.
Yet you escaped.
I could do it on the screen.
I was fortunate. I managed to get clear of the ship before it blew up.
That's right.
Kelvin, are you sure that you didn't manage to save a portable space phone from the ship before it exploded?
It's a cold, yeah? A very strong cold.
The kind of might be picked up by a rapid space receiver.
What do you mean?
Kelvin, I think you're from another solar system.
Another solar system?
What makes you think that?
The clothes are one thing.
And your spaceship is so totally and mysteriously demolished. If I get a look at that receiver, I can tell that it was made here an hour solar system ago.
Oh, great.
I am from another... I don't mean you any harm.
In fact, I came here to help you, please.
We can settle out for certain over there about
it. You got that?
But to show whether you're telling the truth,
you can tell them happy when I cut that receiver.
Yes, sir. Oh, the signal cut off.
No one knows. Neither do you.
Yeah? So just how are you going to stop it?
I hate to do this, but it's quite simple.
I can't help it. I am, sir. I think you're looking very bad. Sorry, I'm getting dizzy. Everything's getting delayed.
Take care. Use your radar.
Of course you can. This harmless looking belt is radiating a field of 100 grams. Come on.
We'll return to our exciting space patrol adventure in just a moment. One of the great men of our time is Dr. Albert Schweitzer. For the past 40 years, Dr. Schweitzer has dedicated his life to his medical mission in French Equatorial Africa, devoting all his personal income to the support of 700 patients suffering from leprosy, malaria, sleeping sickness, and other dread diseases of the jungle. Dr. Schweitzer has just reached his 80th birthday. As a tribute, many Americans will send him a gift through CARE, because help for Dr. Schweitzer's hospital is one continuing part of CARE's World Health Program. Your contribution will be gratefully received and carefully spent in the service of humanity. Send it to CARE, New York 16, or to any local CARE office. Specify that it is for Dr. Schweitzer's hospital in Africa. Now back to our exciting space patrol adventure, Weeds of Despair. Buzz and Happy landed on Titan, Saturn's sixth moon, near a strange starred area where a spaceship disintegrated in an explosion. While questioning Geldon, the pilot who survived the disaster, Buzz found evidence that the ship is from another solar system. Suddenly, Geldon stunned the space patroller with a brain-numbing field that radiated from his belt. Now, Buzz and Happy find themselves in the control compartment of the Terrified, with Geldon standing over them.
Now, if your heads are clear, I want you to listen.
Understand?
We've got our weapons. We can't do anything else.
I'm from Talon, a star system about 80 light years from your solar system. I'm an officer in our Galactic Peace Commission. It's on the order of your space patrol.
I can point out a few differences.
Perhaps. I'm here to capture an escaped criminal.
And if you're the law, I'd hate to meet a criminal.
I know you're angry. But it was necessary for the welfare of your own people.
So to help people, you put a South Pole to that radiation field.
You plan to take me to your state patrol headquarters, you said. It'll take time, and there's none to spare. Not when I have a lead on Dokar.
He is Dokar.
The criminal I'm after. After he fled from Tuama, I trailed him to the Procyon system. And then here. That intercepted a hyperspace signal from him when my ship developed trouble. I had to land on Titan. I was
destroyed my own ship so Brokaw couldn't spot it.
Well, what does this Brokaw do that's so dangerous?
He brings entire planets under his control.
How does he work?
I want to show you some pictures. Did you ever see a plant like this anywhere in your solar system? Sorry, how about you, Hopper?
Oh, yes, I don't think so.
This weed is probably the most dangerous plant in the universe. It looks harmless, but just a few of them can pollute the atmosphere for miles around.
You mean it's poison?
Well, not in the ordinary physical sense. Its effect is emotional or psychological. You see this purple sack, the pod?
Mm-hmm.
When that pod bursts, billions of microscopic spores are released into the air. Many of the spores are breathed by human beings with strange sicknesses.
What kind of sickness?
The great lassitude, the fatigue. The victim is overcome with a sense of hopelessness. Nothing seems worthwhile. Then comes a horrible anxiety, a formless, baseless worry, and a sense of despair.
Saturn City. That's exactly what's happening in Saturn City.
What is Brokaw's purpose? How can he profit by it?
Brokaw also has the only cure for this sickness. When your scientists have tried every possible remedy and failed, the government and its citizens become panicky, and Brokaw will offer his cure at an enormous price.
But there is a cure, a positive, definite cure.
Yes.
Tell us what it is. With your help, our scientists could prepare it and rush it to Saturn City.
And it's not as easy as that, Commander. Years ago, the government of Paloma destroyed every reed on the planet where it originated. The remedy was destroyed with the reed.
How?
You see, a species of wasp feeds on a substance secreted by the stalk of a plant. When the weeds are killed, the wasp had no more food and died out.
Well, what's the wasp got to do with the cure?
An extract is made from the honey of the wasp. That substance counteracts the effects of the force, and only Brokaw has this extract. That's right, Commander. And the supply of the plant.
And you're willing to join forces with us to capture Brokaw?
Not only willing, but eager.
Fine.
We can use our ship and your knowledge. The first is that truck we want.
Borrow
it. Two prospectors. How far away is that shot?
About one crew.
That would be less than 2 miles from your measurement range.
I'll space one of the prospectors and tell them where the truck is.
I'll tell them I've arrested the man.
That's fine, Commander. The sooner we go after Brokaw, the better. Where do we start looking for him?
I only know he's somewhere in this part of your solar system.
We'll head for Saturn City and make a few inquiries. Prepare for blast-off, Hap. I'll contact Mort Stocker.
Blasting off from the sixth moon was such a victory for the planet Saturn. Now the terrified is a few hundred BU's in the outer perimeter of Saturn's ring.
It's a magnificent sight, Commander.
Those rings on Saturn, yes. They are beautiful,
though. From this angle, the rings look smooth and flat. One might even be tempted to try to land on them.
Well, if you tried it, your ship would be chewed to pieces in a fraction of a second. Those rings are made up of tiny fragments of rock whirling around Saturn at about 10 miles a second.
Commander, look at the rear view scope. There's a ship right on our tail.
He's on a collision course with us. We'd better warn him.
Private cruiser, sir. I'm sure I can tell about it now.
He's firing at us.
Hey, what's he lobbing space torpedoes at us for? Doesn't he know this is a space patrol ship?
I think he does, Happy. I'm the one he wants to get.
You? But who would want to... Oh, Brokaw.
Yes. Commander, do you mind if I try to contact him?
Go ahead, Gelwin.
Brokaw, this is Gelwin of the Galactic Peace Commission, Paloma Division. Brokaw, do you hear me?
Yes, Gelwin. I've been waiting for you.
How did you know I was aboard the commander's ship?
I intercepted Torrey's conversation with the prospector. I've been watching Titan since your own ship landed there. I have also overheard your hyperspace messages in Paloma.
Torrey knows that you're responsible for what's happening to the people in Saturn City. When you show up with the remedy, you'll be captured.
That's right, Brokaw. You won't be able to profit by your extortion plot.
I disagree, Commander. You have not seen an entire city in the grip of an epidemic of despair. When the sickness really takes hold, your United Planet government will do anything to obtain the remedy, at any cost.
If that's the case, what will you gain by destroying us?
Gelwin knows too much about me. You two working together could cause me some annoyance. Now, Commander, for the conversation you if you'll excuse me, I will resume the pleasant task of exterminating you.
Well, there's no use appealing to his finer sensibility.
That's right, Commander.
Oh, that was close, Commander. He's getting his range with his torpedo. Why don't we give him some of his own medicine? If we give him a few blasts with our space cannon...
Well, we can't. Now, think about those people in Saturn City. If we destroy Brokaw, we destroy the only person who can cure that epidemic.
He's gaining on it, sir. Smoking rockets, we can't fight back. So all Brokaw has to do is keep firing until he hits us.
I'm changing back to Hap. We're heading for Saturn's ring.
But sir, Brokaw can still follow us.
He won't follow us where we're going. He
taking the ship right into the ring.
What? Those chunks of rock will turn the ship into a sieve.
We'll go in on a tangent. The choice between getting hit with 1,000 fragments or one torpedo.
Commander, you aren't really going to go into that ring.
Yes. We're going to nudge our way in gently. We'll match our velocity to the particles in the outer rim. We'll be riding along with them, sort of rolling with a pen. It
might work, Commander.
Have to run in the teleray about 1/10 pound.
Yes, sir.
We're going to grab a ride on Saturn's merry-go-round. When those particles seem to be standing still, we'll pull into the stream.
We're almost at match velocity now, Commander.
The teleray ought to keep off any particles that come too close.
Wilcox's still firing at us. Uh-oh. He's changed vector.
Good. It means he won't try to follow us into the ring.
Those particles are all around us now. They look like they're spinning in space outside our viewport. Like a swarm of bees.
And if we don't disturb those bees, we won't get stung. Now the trick is to work our way deeper into the ring.
Can you do it, sir?
If we increase our velocity gradually, as we move toward the inner part of the ring, it ought to work.
Then you're going to spiral your way in here through the ring.
No. I will stay in long enough to convince Brokoff that we're finished. And come out through the top.
I bet he's already sure that we're full of holes.
Gellin, I'm going to put in the hyperspace receiver. If Brokoff keeps in close touch with his Confederates back in Kelowna, he may learn something about his plan.
Nothing on the receiver so far. I'll try another frequency.
All right, Gellin. I think we can work our way out of the ring now.
I've got something. There's some code. I can't make it out.
Is it from Kelowna?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm certain of it. Gelwood is dead. We do not have to worry about his meddling anymore.
Okay.
Not only rid of Gelwood, the commander of the United Planets Space Patrol as well. The fools dived into a ring of fragments that whirl around the planet Saturn. They must have been ground to pieces in a few seconds.
Good work, Commander, just like you said.
I've got more good news, Ormark. The situation in Saturn City is desperate. Half the population has become so depressed by the effects of the weed spores that they aren't working. Communications, transportation, power, they're all disrupted. The accident rate is way up. I'll wait a few days for real panic to set in. Then I'll appear with my magic remedy. I'll ask a million credits first. And if the officials quibble or delay, my price will go up. I've got quantities of the remedies stashed all over the solar system. There's a supply on Saturn Moon number 9 in the lunar-type spaceship, all earmarked for Saturn City. The remedy will stay there until they meet my price. I'll keep you informed, Ormark. Brokoff out.
The lunar type ship on the 9th moon. You can under, if you only knew what part of the moon.
The 9th moon of Saturn. Small, only 200 miles in diameter.
With a telescope, it shouldn't take us long to find the ship, unless it's hidden.
We'll spiral out of this rock swarm and head for the 9th moon.
A few moments later, the Terra-5 emerges from the outer rim of the whirling rings of Saturn, like a silver spark from a spinning grindstone. Buzz sets a vector for Saturn's 9th moon. Then comes the long, patient search of the surface of the tiny satellite.
It's like 6 times around, Commander.
It'll take about 12 more to cover the surface completely.
Every inch of that moon's surface looks just like a net.
Commander, look. The right edge of the viewscope. That rock?
Oh, that's too smooth for a rock.
Increase the sensitivity, Hank.
Yes, sir.
I think it's what we're after. Luna-type ship. Into your spacesuits. We're going to land.
Buzz sets the Terra-5 down on the surface of the moon. Then, in spacesuits and with ray guns ready, they advance toward the small ship.
There probably isn't anyone aboard, and we can't afford to take chances.
They have trouble getting into the ship, Commander. Zokov probably locked the hatch.
I've thought of that. The Talmud port will do the trick. You two wait here. I'll put the ladder first.
Yes, sir.
Locked, all right. Last support will take care of that. All right, come aboard. Yes, sir. I'll try the storage compartment first. Well, it won't take long to search this ship. Talk to that captain. Containers here, but I can't read the labels. They're in my native language, Kelowna. They're mostly ordinary chemicals. Here. Remedy for weed and despair.
Hey, wonderful.
I want to get a small bottle.
are thousands of people in Saturn City. It will be enough. Fortunately, the remedy can be diluted millions of times and still be effective. How can we get it to the people?
That's a good question. The nature of the sickness itself is working against them. The victims haven't any initiative or any desire to get well. They won't cooperate because they can't. They wouldn't show up for treatment. We have to find people that aren't sick and train them to administer the treatment. That's no problem. Merely drinking water with a diluted solution in it will affect cure.
Yeah, but remember that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Only in this case, we can't even lead the people to water, though.
Another way. Gelman, what if this concentrate were added to the city's water supply? Would it be strong enough to work?
I think so.
In fact, I'm sure of it.
Just a small bottle for thousands of people?
Yes.
What we have here will take care of a city up to 500,000 population.
Then we're safe. You can be sure that we can reach every man, woman, and child in Saturn City.
Yeah, provided they aren't too bored with life to get up and get a drink of water.
No worries.
In the advanced stages of the sickness, no matter how listless the victims are, one desire remains. One drive that will stir them to happen.
First,
we'll save them.
All right, then. We'll blast off and get this remedy to Saturn City. Then we'll go after Zokon.
A preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure in just a moment. Boys and girls, there's a wonderful way for you to get the things you want. Say you want a new bike, or a camera, or whatever it is. Well, the way to get it is the United States Savings Bond. Now, here's the plan. You put your dimes and quarters, a part of your money, into your school savings plan. You might want to save cash or fill up a savings stamp album, which holds $18.75 worth of stamps. That's enough to buy a $25 savings bond. Just get started on a thrift habit, and first thing you know, you can buy the things you need with your own money. You'll have the fun of watching your dimes and quarters grow into dollars. Dollars all your own. Again, the important thing is to be sure you take advantage of your school savings plan each week. You'll find it's lots of fun and smart, too. Now, a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story. Buzz and Happy have become infected with a dangerous, weakening sickness and are frantically searching a laboratory on Venus, hoping to find the one medicine that will cure them.
If we don't get some of that solution soon, we'll be of no use to ourselves or anything. Believe me, sir. Right now, I'm just going on my own momentum.
Heck. Up there, top shelf, the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's the limit.
I'll be careful. That's not the problem.
It's probably all there is in the whole past. We can only get it to the ship. We'll drop our fire. Come on, dude. It's broke off. He's got a blast gun. Commander, the glass is smashed in the bottle. The medicine's gone.
Be with us next week for the thrilling Space Patrol story, The Fugitive from Talorma. Space Patrol, created by Mike Moser, starring Ed Cameron as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborn as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robinson, executive producer Helen Moser. Other players were Ken Mayer, Bela Kovac, and Norman Jolly. Dick Wesson speaking. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at the same time for exciting adventure on Space Patrol. This program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.